The Wall Street Journal podcast are brought to you by American Express. No matter what you do, from business and finance to a podcast about business and finance, it's easier when you don't go it alone. The powerful backing of American Express. Don't do business without it.
Your Money Briefing. Money and market stories from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to this special edition of Your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen in New York. Maintaining a strong credit score is important, but understanding what components go into determining your credit score is equally important. Turns out millions of Americans mistakenly carry a credit card balance, thinking it helps build strong credit. And CreditCards.com senior industry analyst Matt Schultz joins us to discuss. So Matt, it turns out more than one in five people carry a credit card balance for the purpose of maintaining good credit, and a balance has nothing to do with that. How do you think that myth became so widespread?
Boy, I wish I knew, because it is really the cockroach of personal finance myths. This thing won't die, and I don't know where it started from, but it is incredibly important to understand that carrying a balance on your credit card is not something that improves your credit score, and in fact, carrying a balance can negatively affect a person's credit score if it impacts your credit utilization rate and pushes that too high. And what your credit utilization rate is basically how much debt you have compared to how much available credit.
Okay, so what does go into determining a consumer's credit score?
Well, there are different scores and different formulas, but really what it comes down to is three things. It's really about paying your bills on time every single time. It's about keeping your balances as low as possible. And it's about not going too crazy applying for too much credit too often. If you do those three things, lather, rinse, repeat, over the course of years, your credit's going to be just fine. And it is important for folks to understand that credit is a marathon and not a sprint. So you're better off. The longer you have done a good job with credit, the better your credit will be.
So we've heard that it's good to apply for credit cards and to build up credit like that, but you're saying just don't overdo it.
Yeah, it's one thing to apply for even, you know, a handful of cards spread out over the course of the year. If you're a sign-up bonus junkie and you like to play the rewards game, that's fine. What you don't want to do is apply for a half dozen cards in the span of a few days, because then that casts you in a certain light in the eyes of credit card issuers. It can basically make you look desperate.
All right. Now, just getting back to the idea of balances with regard to your credit score, your research shows that younger credit card users and those with lower income are most likely to fall into that misconception trap, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So younger folks, less educated folks, folks with lower incomes, are the most likely to believe this myth. And I think a lot of that simply is about inexperience with finances, because, I mean, we're not teaching these things well enough in schools. A lot of our parents aren't the best financial role models, even though we love them dearly. And the truth is that sometimes you have to find this information out the hard way. What we're trying to do with surveys like this at creditcards.com is to spread the gospel a little bit and make sure that people don't fall for these myths and that they know what is right.
And aside from misconceptions about your credit score or your FICO score, it seems that Americans are having more difficulty paying off their credit cards on time. And the reasons go beyond simply not having the funds to make the payments.
Yeah, it was interesting. We asked people if they had ever paid late, and we found that about 40% of folks confessed to doing so. And women were more likely than men to admit to doing so. But overall, we found that about 3/4 of those who said that they had paid late blamed it on the fact that they either just forgot or they were too busy. That's troubling, because with technology today, there's no excuse for being late with a payment anymore, because it's as easy as setting up auto pay either through your card issuer or through your bank and making sure that you are paying at least a certain set amount each month to ensure that you never get dinged on your credit for being late.
And that's a lot of interest payments to the banks. Oh, if people knew how much, it's like they're gifting money to the banks and the interest payments that they're making because they're late. They might actually go back and re-examine, you know, their time frame.
The banks are doing just fine. They don't need that extra interest that that you'd be paying, and all of that money would be much better off being used to pay off other debts or going towards your retirement rather than being spent on paying off interest on your credit card.
Coming up, more tips for maintaining a good credit score with creditcards.com's Matt Schultz. You're listening to Your Money Briefing from the Wall Street Journal. Welcome back, everybody. And your survey shows, as you mentioned, that women are more likely to admit to being late with payments. Is that because women in households typically run the bills and handle all the bills?
It could be. And it also simply could be a function of income, because it's certainly well documented that women tend to make less money than men. And there are a lot of folks out there who are really struggling with their financial situation, even in these generally good economic times. So a lot of the issues that we see with late payments really simply comes down to struggling with income and working extra jobs to make ends meet and having to-do lists that are 1,000 miles long.
And creditcard.com's research shows that millennials are most likely to be habitual late payers. Why do you think that is?
That was an interesting one to me. And I think one of the easy answers would simply be that they've got a ton of debt from student loan debt and other places like that. And they haven't necessarily reached their peak earning years. So you combine those two things and you could see where they might end up being a little late making payments. But again, they're also very technologically savvy. And my hope would be that they would take the time to at least create auto payment setups to where they can make sure that even if they're only paying a little bit, that they're making those payments each month, because late payments can really, really hurt your credit.
All right. That is creditcard.com's Matt Schultz joining us here via Skype. Matt, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
And that's Your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen in New York for The Wall Street Journal.